prevent sending any background noise.
Okay. Do we have some people back or just me?
Hi, this is Denise. I was dropped and I'm back.
Yeah, Lauren, I'm also back.
Great. Yeah, it looks like we all got dropped. I'll just give a couple minutes for people to get back on. I see indication that their dialogue's happening. Okay. I suspect a lot of us are back on, but perhaps not all of us.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Okay. Hopefully we have everyone or most of everyone. If you're not on the call, please speak up. Otherwise, Jennifer, could you advance the slides, please? Are there subsequent slides? Oh, I think Jennifer is still being dialed out too. All right, Adobe Connect for the win. Is somebody else from the staff able to assume control of the presentation? Great. Let's finalize the terms of reference scope. Thank you very much. Okay, so hopefully at this point people have had a chance to look at the draft that was penned by Lauren and pushed around, and we got commentary from a number of folks, Casey and Denise. I thank you very much. There it is. So has anybody not looked at it that wishes they had more time to do so? Because, you know, unless you really feel the urge, I'd like to sort of put a fork in this today. But does anyone feel like today would be too soon to put a fork in it and would be willing to speak to that? Okay, great. I see no hands raised. Okay, Lauren, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lauren. Just a quick one. We have been going through this. I've been emailing those people who had points to make sure that I represented that appropriately. I think KC is not on the call, so the only thing is the definitions where essentially I propose we use the document that is there, went through community review, and is that the most up-to-date based on the last SSR review, so that is probably the most appropriate, because essentially going back further, there are various definitions from various years, and it's all very wonky. So I think let's just go with that one, and if people really want to dig into it, they can, because there are actually, you know, kind of links to how this was before. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Steve?
Hey, Eric. Thanks. This is Steve. So Lauren sent an email out to John Crane and myself asking about creating a linkable path to how the definitions were created. John has received that and acknowledged, but it's going to take a little bit of time for him to dig way back in his email, because the definitions from the framework was from SSR 1 review. One of the recommendations that came out of that was to create a security framework document. So the impetus of those definitions came from the SSR1 review, but there's, you know, there could be emails or links behind that. I would, at this point, concur, if we want to wrap this up, concur with Lauren that we, you know, we act in good faith that this is what happened, and we can always follow up with posts back onto the wiki or a, you know, a sub-revision once we do have those links. But I'm not sure we'll be able to get them today. I'm pushing John for next or by next week because then he's on travel and it becomes very difficult to wrangle.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve. Navita, I saw your hand was up and then it's down again. Would you like to say anything or?
No, it's okay. It's clear. Yeah.
Okay. So I put my hand up. I just got in the queue. Just as sort of a point of reflection that where we came to those terms without defining them before was based explicitly on the fact that there was a lot of consternation over the exact definition of these generally used terms. And previously we had left out canonical references and citations because there were no canonical agreements on a number of these things, like what is security, and putting that in a box was tricky, and we felt like it wasn't worth us writing something down that could then be a point of equivocation later on. So we had sort of generally left that out on purpose initially, though we can now sort of decide what we want. I'm looking at the chat room, and I see Elaine suggested we do a 24-hour last call. And I see Carrie Ann saying that her recollection is that Casey provided some citable links. So on the one hand, I think it might be worth sort of polling the group right now. Do we want to do another last call, or do we want to consider the time that has transpired between our face-to-face and now the last call? In other words, Elaine has proposed we do another 24-hour last call. What does the team think of that? Lauren, I see your hand is up. Go ahead.
So this is Lauren again. I have been in touch with Casey about this because we were kind of like trying to figure this out. My last proposal is essentially what is in the document, which is we just use like this most recent thing for now. I did ask her yesterday what you think about this. I haven't heard back. So it might be the best approach to say we're generally happy, but there's like a last, you know, kind of few hours because particularly Casey was looking into this as well and hasn't been able to come back to me.
So without my chair hat on, I'll just sort of say I'm cognizant of the need for our team to move swiftly, and you know, I think it'd be perfectly fine for us to do a 24-hour last call, but I'm not sure that that would help us converge any more than before. So right now I'd like to take a straw poll of the team who's on the call. How many people would prefer a 24-hour last call? And then I'll do a straw poll of how many people would prefer to converge on it now. So can people either via the chat room or via the agree button in Adobe Connect, please let me know how many of you would like a 24-hour last call? Yeah, actually, we can do them both at the same time. So, yeah, please agree or disagree. I see only two people so far, and we're split. So if you disagree with a 24-hour last call, please put disagree. If you agree with a 24-hour last call, please put agree. So we can take a poll. I counted four people, five. Okay. And I'm reading. Okay, so Kaveh is an agree. Kaveh, if you're not in the Adobe room, I understand, but if you are, if you could do the button, that would be really helpful. And Navid is a disagree. Boban's.
Yeah, I had this Boban. I wrote down one comment in the chat room. Well, I would like to finish it today, if it's possible. And one minor thing. We had a travel board, and I paste the URL of the board. Is that something for page number 7, electronic tools, or should we delete the board? So if we delete it, then we don't have to write it down. If we come over to use it again, yeah, then we should maybe write it down.
Okay, but I'm confused because I feel like I can't tell if you're, like, if we just do a binary, agree or disagree, Boba, where would your head be? Because choosing a Trello board would probably be like if we did.
Okay, forget it. Forget the Trello board. Yeah, so, okay, then I have to agree. Yeah, so for the 24-hour call.
Okay, so how many people are chatting and not? Okay, so. Okay, so I think I see a lot more people proposing to end it now, though it's not obviously unanimous. So it's a little difficult to sort of mux the chat room together with the agree-disagree. So right now, if I were to call consensus, it would look like people want to converge on it on the call now. And I think what I'll do is I'll note the objections and go with consensus or go with the majority on this. Unless somebody wants to call point order on the agreement protocol. But right now, I'll note that Elaine and Carrie Ann are both in agreement for a 24-hour last call. Boban, Denise, myself, Naveed, Norm, Scott, and Zarko are all of the preference that we converge on this on the call. So I think what I'd like to do then is with the majority, modulo anybody saying anything else, go with give us your last calls now. Denise, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Eric, and I'm sorry, I'd had some audio problems. I just wanted to make sure that anyone on the call had any other issues with the terms of reference. Now, obviously, is the time to raise it. What I heard Boban saying is that if we should note other electronic tools as the team deems necessary in case we want to keep Trello. Is that that seems like a reasonable and very minor addition that everyone can instantly agree to. But the reality is I think the team can continue to evolve and agree if needed on its work practices. But if Boban would like to make that addition, I'd be fine with it. But going back to my main point, now is the time for people to raise any questions or issues they have with the terms of reference. In my view. Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. And Naveed, is your hand raised? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm expecting that this is like a TOR kind of thing, which is terms of reference. So in that, I'm wondering if we can should have something as a point that these terms and reference could be reviewed by the team as and when necessary, because this is what we are doing now, and I don't see that inside the TUR itself, because the TUR gives us the mandate to do what we are intending to do now. So it seems that we are trying to even have the minor modifications without any explicit statement inside the TUR that with the unanimous decision or majority, the team can revisit or review as and when required, something like that. Someone can guide me on that, but this is what I was thinking. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Navy. That's really good. That's really helpful. I think that underscores a point that I see Elaine's making comments in the chat room too. So, Elaine, I hope this is responsive to both Naveed and to you, but perhaps it's not. The terms of reference basically gets us a direction, gets started, but, you know, even on the agenda for today, we're planning to talk about our communication plan and the way in which we'll evolve. And, I mean, clearly our final report is going to be much different more than our terms of reference. This is really just directional for the team and to give us some guide rails where we need them. So Naveed, yeah, I think we'll be issuing a lot of communications. I'm not sure they necessarily need to be in the terms of reference. I think that people feel free to correct me if you have a different perspective on this, but the terms of reference are basically to set us in a direction without the promise of what we're actually going to do. So Elaine, I see in the chat room you mentioned that, if I read you correctly, that any sort of concerns over things that should be added, you know, I think now would be the time to raise broad directional guide rail issues that you think need to be added. But certainly as we go forward with our work items, there's going to be plenty of things we cover and communicate that aren't in our terms of reference. It's not really what the document probably is for. So with other, like Lauren mentioned a comment about, a deadline for more changes, I think I'd hate for us to get to come to loggerheads over email between now and our next call. So what I'd like to do based on the majority vote we just took, please, anybody on the call, does anyone have any suggestions, concerns, or specific items that they'd like to discuss with regard to the terms of reference that we've been circulating for most of a week now? I'm going to give people time to – okay, so, yeah, Boban, go ahead, and I see you in a second.
Yeah, not really to discuss, but only the one thing. Yeah, so we initiated the Trello board to organize our tasks and so on. And we had on page 7 a section about electronic tools. So we referenced it to our mailing list, to the wiki, and so on. And the only question I have is, should we also write there that we are using a Trello board and it's public or not? So and if we don't need it, we can delete it. And if we think, it would be good to use it, then we should write it down on page 7 to electronic tools. That's the only thing. What do you think about it?
Okay, that's a great discussion, Adam Bowen. So let me circle back to that after I won. I note that Elaine's comment was getting a refresh of the changes made. So, Lauren, if you have the bandwidth and if you're stationary enough to go through the review changes in a moment after the questions are done, the raised hands are done, if you wouldn't mind running that based on your conversations with Casey and stuff, bring us up to date on what the status of the Delta is on the terms of reference. That would be really helpful. And while you consider that, Denise, your hand is raised. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to follow up on Boban's comment. My personal view is that under the electronic tools section of the terms of reference, in keeping with the sort of broad direction and intent of the team, I believe it's appropriate to note that we have, as a primary means of, communicating and writing our email list, which is publicly archived, and that in circumstances as needed, we will have, confidential or non-public exchanges, and when possible, any non-confidential summary of such discussions are posted to the public mailing list. Personally, I think that covers any sort of work that we do on Trello that we naturally, and as we have in the past, brought back to public documents and the public email list. So personally, I don't feel that it's necessary to specifically call out Trello or note that we may at times use some other mechanisms to do our work as long as we're committing to do as much as is appropriate and feasible in the public sphere. I think we're covered with the current language. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I can't put my hand up anymore. essentially, how it looks like from my angle, the only thing that hasn't been kind of fully sorted of the stuff that I looked at is essentially this footnote thing. As I said, KC has not replied yet. If there are further changes, I'm happy to put them in. I can't do it right now. So if we agree on a change, if there was just literally like a point so that I don't forget anything, I'm happy to put it in once I'm in like a suitable airport location and then send it around by, tomorrow evening with all the changes.
Okay, so thank you. That's great, Lauren. I appreciate that, and I certainly appreciate the position you're in now, so certainly understand. I'm cognizant of the time. It's half past, and we've had a couple connection issues, so it set us back a little bit on time. So I'd like us to move forward. So in as much as we didn't agree to a 24-hour last call, I think we were all in possession of the most up-to-date document with changes tracked. I'd suggest that we put a fork in this and call it done. And I think if no one has any burning issues of I really wish this, I really wish that, And modulo Boban, if you're amenable to Denise's observation and perspective on the electronic tools, does that satisfy you, Boban, and your concern?
Yes.
Okay, great. So then, based on the sort of the majority vote, I'd like to call this done. Elaine, you know, I think I suspect if there's something serious or something very minor that doesn't really cause consternation, maybe if by the end of the call, if you can send a note out to the team suggesting something, but I'd like at the end of this call to have this done. So with that said, I'll give just a brief pause. Any comments or questions before I – Elaine, thank you for putting that in the chat room. Anybody else, comments or questions and before we move on to the next agenda item? Great. All right. Thank you very much. If Jennifer or someone from staff could please bring us back to the next agenda item. Great work, everyone, by the way, on coming together on the TOR. Okay, so here is the draft communique. Who is everyone able to see this? How many people are voice only? I'm not sure. This did come out to the list just recently, right? Or am I mistaken about that?
It was circulated to the list already.
Do you recall when? Sorry, I'm a little behind on the email.
I sent probably about 3 p.m. Pacific yesterday.
Okay. All right, yesterday afternoon. Okay. So it's possible that not everyone's had a chance to look at that, but I'd like to give people a moment. It's in the Adobe chat room. We can't really – it's in the Adobe chat room. I'm happy to read it if there are people that are audio only that can't read can't see the chat room right now. Or I'm sorry, the Adobe Connect room. It says I'll just go ahead. Introduction. The SSR2 review team met in Washington, D.C. from 22 to 24 August 2018. A record of the meeting can be found here, and that's the link. 13 review team members attended the meeting in person. 2 review team members attended remotely. The meeting was facilitated by Phil Corey, and a link to his consulting practice. Objectives. The primary objectives of this meeting were to onboard new members who have joined since the, quote, pause, unquote, for the review team to select its leadership, agree on means of working together productively to reach consensus, and agree on a scope of work for the review. A complete list of meeting objectives can be viewed here, hyperlink. The review team believes that it has successfully met the objectives of the meeting. Review team membership and roles. Denise, would you like to go now or would you like me to finish?
Oh, no, please finish.
Okay. Review team membership and roles section. The 5 team members appointed to the review team during the, quote, pause, unquote, Kimberly K.C. Claffey, Russ Housley, Scott McCormick, Ron Avid, Lauren, I can't say your last name, dude, Weisinger, is that close? Were present in Washington, D.C., and successfully brought up to speed on the work of the review team to date. The complete review team composition can be viewed here. Hyperlink. The review team decided the following leadership structure. Chair, Russ Housley. Vice chairs, Denise Michel, Eric Osterweil, Lauren Weisinger. Terms of reference, scope, and work plan section. The review team is in the process of refining its scope with intent to finalize its terms of reference and scope in September 2018. These will be shared with the ICANN board and supporting organizations, advisory committees, and constituency group leaders for informational purposes. Revisions to the work plan are underway, including to the timeline of the review milestones. The review team intends to continue regular outreach and communications to keep the ICANN community appraised of progress towards milestones. Closing, the review team would like to thank Phil Corey and the ICANN staff for their contributions to a productive meeting. The team is looking forward to progressing its work efficiently and plans to next meet at ICANN 63 in Barcelona. Details for this face-to-face meeting are currently being confirmed. The only comment I'll make before going to Denise is in the closing, ICANN staff, the S is probably supposed to be capitalized. All right, go ahead, Denise.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you, staff, for giving us a first draft on this. I would just note, in my personal opinion, that I think we want to be a little more accessible in our communications that we issue. We're not the governmental advisory committee, so I think we should keep in mind what the community really wants to know about the review team, put that up front, and make the style a little more informal and accessible. And to that end, however, I mean, I think all the basic facts seem to be here. I would like to sort of do some red line edits to rearrange a few things, maybe change the tone a bit, and I'd like to put that out on the list for people's consideration. I would suggest that we take a day to share some edits and then recirculate an updated red line and give people another day to consider before we send this out. Thanks.
Great comments, Denise. Thank you. Naveed, go ahead, please.
Yeah, one of the things in the objectives, as mentioned, is to agree on the scope of work, and terms of reference is not mentioned here. So I believe that it's implicit either, or we need to mention it explicitly, the terms of reference. But in the terms of reference, scope, and work plan paragraph, we say that we are still in process of finalizing or refining the scope and terms of reference. I think this is the thing we can say in the communique, that we are done with it. We have refined the terms of reference and scope, and we are making revisions to the work plan now. So that gives a better message than what was your objective. Objective was to take on board the newcomer, but except that objective, I can see that in this communique, none other objective was actually met during the meeting. And I want to give a message that, no, we did more than that. So something that we finalized almost there, like the scope and the terms of reference, I would like it to be rephrased as we already did that, rather than it's in the process of refining.
Yeah, that's a great comment, if you think, or those are great comments. Thank you. And I see Denise and Norm agree with you as well. So I'm going to make a proposal to the team. I'd like to ask someone to please volunteer to be the pen holder, and I'd like to do a last call on this where we iterate over email and say let's have people submit comments to an editor and have the have a last call for it. Let's say Tuesday morning, and we can pick a time UTC. But this will give us several days over the weekend and the remainder of this week and into next week for people to submit comments. So, one, does that generally sound acceptable to people? Let me rephrase that. Does anyone have any concerns with that, basically doing list collaboration over edits to the draft communication with a close early in the day on Tuesday of next week? Does anyone object to that proposal? Okay, great. I don't see any indication of dissent. That's excellent. And I see Denise volunteering to hold the pen. And I think, Denise, no one else has spoken up. So I think that you get the duty. So I'll ask then for people to take the draft communication that was circulated on list. Please do some red line comments if you have any and submit them back to the list. Denise will hold the pen and finalize and retransmit the final draft Tuesday. Denise, you pick the time on Tuesday. So everyone, we're beholden to Denise's schedule for Tuesday, but that gives you several days. Does anyone have any objection to that? Great. All right, so let's consider that one completed. So let's move back to the agenda, please. Okay. So, agree approach to work plan. So, I see typing in the chat room. This is sort of our last major accomplishment for the meeting. The SSR 1 stuff was aspirational, and I see we're coming kind of to the close. So, I'm not sure exactly what our objective accomplished with this is. Does everyone agree with, so for example, we just had a majority vote. Is that sort of an agreeable way for everyone on the team to move forward, where sometimes not everyone gets their way, but we do a straw poll or something like that? Anyone have any objections to the way we've just handled this? Okay. Does anybody have any comments? Would anybody like to discuss anything about it? I only harp on this because I want to make sure that we're on the same page with this. I want to make sure that we try to minimize any sort of wrinkles in the future. So I definitely appreciate, I think the team would appreciate hearing anybody's perspective if it differs from what we've just done. Okay. So then I'll just discuss generally what a proposal for how we move forward, and I definitely hope that people have either a sense or input to the following. So one of the sort of, on the chair call, we discussed how to move the work forward, and our perspective on this was probably at this point, based on the relative levels of maturity of each of the former sub-teams and the energy behind them, it made sense to probably inline them, to not do them in parallel, to do them on the plenary, these main calls with each other, and in between, focus on one thing at a time. And what our thoughts were, subject to the team's perspective, is to start off with SSR1, as you can see on the agenda for today. That would be the first of the sub-teams that we would begin to work on. We would go through the reviews, we would listen to the outstanding things, and there's some commentary on that if we get to it in a few minutes. Beyond just working on it. Subsequently, what we would do is we would go through the ICANN SSR sub-team's work, the work that included the LA meeting, outstanding questions, work that we had to do. After SSR1 was done, we would go to that. After that, we would go back to the DNS SSR, and that one could potentially take more of our time because it was a less mature sub-team as far as progress went to SSR1 or ICANN SSR. And then after that, that's when we would circle back to the future work, which was necessarily a bit blocked on the other teams completing their work anyway. So that's our general work plan suggestion to the team, and I'd look for comments or questions or suggestions or commentary on that, including if I was unclear. Boban, go ahead.
So thanks, Eric. Yeah, this is Boban. Yes, really appreciate it, yeah, and I would also like to start with SR1, but regarding the sequence of the another one, well, we should wait for the output of SR1 and decide them together if it's good to start with the ICANN SSR or DNS SR or something else, yeah. Because I don't know if the sequence is the correct one, yeah, because we started only with subgroups and we numbered them, yeah, so we had subgroup number one and that was SSR1 and we had subgroup number two and that is ICANN SSR and maybe we could change the sequence of them, that's all. But I really appreciate it to focus all together on one chapter.
Great, thank you. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Nabi, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with this approach of finishing SSR1 first. In my opinion, I think all the team members should first work on SSR1 and to see it in different perspectives, the different backgrounds that we come from, and that would provide a real good input of what we are going to recommend for this SSR2 round. So it's imperative that all the team members, not only the team that we created, the sub-team that we created to work on that SSR1. So all team members should work on that one. And at some point we need to resolve also the what I learned, that the staff already gave feedback that SSR1 was completely implemented, what was recommended, and the review team didn't think that way. So we need to sort this issue ASAP as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna suggest that we sort of record the sort of decision reached on the level of the team agrees that, and you know, by all means raise your hand. Boban, is your hand, is that an old hand, or are you raising your hand again? Go forward. Okay, I think that might be an old hand. Boban, interrupt me if that's a new hand. Sorry. So I think the decision that we've reached here is that the team agrees to the general approach of inlining all of the former subteams into the main plenary call to start with SSR1, but that while we could maybe have a sort of a standing, you know, presumption that we might go to the ICANN SSR work next, we will assess which subgroup to address next after we finish the SSR1. And I think that makes good sense. I certainly think this is something that we can continue to discuss on the mailing list, and I think certainly if there are issues on any of the sub-team topics that are relevant to people, there's no reason not to bring them up on the list in the event that the list for some reason becomes difficult to manage because some group of people are speaking about a work item that isn't currently being discussed. We can manage that on the list and revisit it on the next call. But this isn't an attempt to squelch people from discussing or considering things on the list. This is just sort of designing what's the main, you know, official focus of the team at any given time. And so we'll start with SSR1. We'll have a general perspective on what the next subtopic would be, but we'll formally decide that after we get finished with SSR1. Does anyone think that that sounds different than what the team consensus is right now? Wow. I don't know if that's a sort of a form of dissent or not. So Carrie Ann asked if there will be an opportunity to add new subtopics. What do people on the team think? Do we want to consider the prospect of adding new subtopics at some point? I will note that the SSR, DNS SSR topic itself was reasonably undefined. So in a sense, one of the things that will happen with that when it comes to that is its sort of breadth and scope will be sort of considered at that time. So, but what do other people think? Okay, it looks like people are happy to consider adding new topics, and I think that's fair. I don't think we should consider anything here to have been restrictive. I think if new topics come up, we will certainly have to consider the appropriateness of them in regards to the terms of reference that we've just ratified. So certainly that will always be part of a discussion if we bring up new topics. But it looks like, just start reading the chat room. Okay, so it looks like people are generally okay with that. Naveed, I see you asked a clarifying question about orthogonality to the existing topics. I think if someone brings up a new topic, we'll discuss that, because certainly we don't want to retread the same ground in a new topic if it's already considered by a previous topic. So we're speaking in generalities, so it's really hard to be specific, but I think that's a fair concern. But, yeah, Karen, that looks to me like it was a very well-received comment. Thank you for that. Okay, so any other comments or questions about the agreement approach or our work plan? Which I know I'm misreading the slide, but I thought it was important to put those two things separate. Just going to wait for the chat room to...
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Okay, good. Well, while the host is away, we can move forward then. So it looks like we have a little bit of time, so we're not really going to get too heavy into SSR1. But one of the first things – oh, I'm sorry, outreach and comms plan. Sorry, completely blew past that, didn't I? All right, the outreach and comms plan. So we have very little time before we get to outreach. So, staff, would you like to discuss the template that you mentioned on the chair's call? I'm sorry, someone from staff, Jennifer or whomever.
Hi, it's Jennifer here. Sure. So yesterday on the leadership call, we discussed a template that was developed during the pause, which you can see on screen here, and it was actually used by the RDS review team quite successfully. I would like to emphasize that this is a template and, you know, it's just suggestions, so the review team can edit this or, you know, make it functional for your own purposes as much as you would like. But we just wanted to make you aware that we have developed a template for, you know, your outreach plan that might be helpful. So as you can see, the idea is that you would list the goals and objectives that you're trying to achieve, and then maybe list out the methods that you would do that and the communication methods that you might use. So you can see that here, and then questions to pose, and then outcomes. And we would obviously suggest that this is posted on the wiki and it can be used as a reporting tool as well. You know, it would be publicly available to everybody to see, okay, you know, who you've spoken to and the outcomes of each of the communications. So it's on the screen here for those of you that can see it. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thanks, Jennifer. So I'll be first in the queue, and then maybe that'll prime other people to jump in. We only have a few minutes left, so think quickly, people, if you have comments or questions, and we won't necessarily converge on it here today, so take time to think about it. But so, Jennifer, is the goal of this template, like per, for example, engagement or per milestone reached by the team, like what is the expected use of this template?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
So what is the expected use of this template in the sense that do we fill this out every time our objective is to meet with a supporting organization, for example, or is this to, you know, issue sort of an item every time we reach consensus on something, or is this sort of a living document where the bullet list just continue to grow? What was the sort of envisioned role of this template?
So the way that it was developed was for each specific outreach. So at the top, it says name of target group, so you might want to put there, I don't know, you know, one of the constituency groups or whoever your target audience is, and then develop one of these sheets for each of those audiences, and then, yes, the bullet list would grow for each communication or outreach that you have with that specific audience.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank
okay.
you. So while people think, so feel free to raise your hands at any point if you have a perspective on this, but I think also part of our comms and outreach plan could be our expectations or our ambitions around, for example, issuing blogs and things like that. So does anyone on the team have a perspective, an opinion, an aspiration, or anything about that sort of outreach? Okay, well, this item is something we need to start thinking about. I would propose that we take this to the list and nominally give people till the next plenary call to think about this. Perhaps it'll make itself into the agenda for next week as well to put a fork in. But this was just a proposal from some people on staff based on other review teams' success and interest in it. But, yeah, I see Carrie Ann, you're exactly right. That's kind of what I think we need to talk about is a broader plan in addition to this. So, you know, in the past we've talked about blogs and we've issued some blogs. We've talked about, you know, communiques. We have a communique that we're going to be working on until Tuesday morning. I think coming up with kind of a coherent what is our communications plan, this is just one piece of it. But I think it would be good, if nothing else, to make sure that everyone on the team understands what our plan, our perspective, and our expectations are around how we communicate. So does anyone have any thoughts on that as we come to the final minutes of the call? Okay. Yep, I see Carrie Ann suggesting that we use some of our work in D.C. to come up with frequency of engaging specific groups. Yeah, I think, you know, on the one hand, we could just sort of leave this sort of free from like we've been doing. On the other hand, I think we've been given secondary indications that may leave people silently in the lurch. So I think we need to come up with a more structured plan, even if it just codifies what we were already doing. So let's take this to the list, and if the list doesn't converge on this or even maybe address it, I think it may wind up showing up on future plenary calls. And so we don't, I think, in my estimation, have time to go to the SSR 1 right now. And what I'd like to do is move to any other business in the last 3 minutes of the call. Does anyone have any other business that they would like to raise? Okay. I see none, so I'll turn it over to Jennifer or whomever on staff to go through the action items.
Thanks, Eric. Jennifer here. So the decisions reached that we have recorded are the team finalized the terms of reference document agreeing to accept the track changes in the last version circulated to the list and call it final. The second decision reached, team agrees to the approach of inlining former subteams to the plenary level. The team will start with SSR1 and assess which subgroup to address next with agreement that if new topics come up, they will be discussed. Action items, MSSI Secretariat to circulate placeholder calendar invites for the Barcelona dates that the team agreed to. ICANN org to explore the possibility of holding meetings at an alternative venue. On the communique, review team members to send suggested edits and comments to the mailing list by Tuesday. Denise will hold the pen and issue the revised final draft. And then finally, move the outreach template to the list for the team to discuss further on list. Any edits or comments on those, let me know. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is Denise. I just have a quick clarification. Exploring an off-site room is, please indicate that's as a backup that can be canceled once a venue room has been identified. Thank you.
Great. I see it's being updated as we speak in the action item list. All right, great, everyone. I'm prepared to return to you several seconds of your day. So thank you very much for a productive call. Please send your comments to the list for all the items that need that and the deadlines associated. And otherwise, we will talk to you again this time next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.